Watching the Monkey.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Art of Being with the Act Matrix. I'm one of your co-hosts, Kevin, and
Phil over here.
Phil's over there, if you're just on voice alone, and we're interviewing, or have as our guest, Yuki, forget about it, I can't pronounce your name. So you tell us.
Oh, Yuki. Thank you, Kevin. Hi, Phil. Okay, hi, my name is Yuki Kurumiya. Can you hear
Kurumiya.
Me?
Oh, yeah, you're coming through loud and clear.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm a behavior analyst, board certified behavior analyst in Los Angeles area, California. That's my work every day. I was born and raised and educated in Japan and moved to the States 10 years ago. So that is a little bit of background of me, and maybe we can talk about, Kevin, more something about, you know, what's going on in the world.
We would love to talk about what's going on in the world.
Certainly.
We are speaking as we do this. It is March the 30th, 2020, meaning we're at the front end of the pandemic, coronavirus pandemic in the world, and still sort of in the front end of it, of the effects of it here in the United States. So that's definitely the context that we're broadcasting into, right, as far as today. You may be listening to this podcast 20 years from now and think it's sort of funny or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going, oh man, those people.
Well, what's that? You know,
what was that or whatever.
But, yeah.
But that's where we are right now. And so most of our podcast and webinars and courses that Phil and I have been doing. Oh, we didn't do our announcement. We have a course.
Oh, yeah.
A certification course. We forgot to do that. We got to hawk our stuff or we'll go broke.
Yeah. So is it time for the shameless public service announcement?
Shameless. Yeah. All right. That's another click and clack thing.
Also the one who got trained in it. Simon does.
There you go. Right. And Yuki has actually been through our program. That's correct.
What are click and clack used to say their shameless commerce division.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. So folks, so the idea here is we're able to do all of this podcast and get the webinars out. And we got to plug our sponsor, which is essentially Kevin and I. We are the sponsors. And we are able to do this through our ACT Matrix certification program, which Yuki has already been through. And we're really working to build a community of like-minded folks who are into really doing generous work. And we all need to be doing a lot of generous work right now, learning how to have collaborative conversations. And the certification that we offer at the end of the course gives you, you know, some more credibility, more authority, that kind of stuff, brings you into a circle of people that are really all on the same page with this. And really all you have to do to get started for training would be to just go to the website right now and you could sign up for free for ACT Matrix training. And we're actually running something a little bit different right now, which is we're running training to help people get online and do this kind of stuff online, like Kevin and I are doing it. So definitely check out the link. And then, you know, you go through the training, and then when you're done the training, then you could sit for certification if you choose to. And that's where we charge a fee for that part of it. But the rest of it is just, we want people using this, folks. It's really useful.
We will be doing a course. And part of the course will be a little more in-depth stuff on the technology.
Yeah, what's going on behind
that probably would not be, or it will not be included in the matrix.
That's not part of it, right.
But the technology stuff we'll be putting in the course. So to make it worth it while, worth
it's
people's
dollars.
Yeah.
Signing up. And if you say, what do you mean everybody's going online? Yeah, well, Kevin was online in 1998.
Wow.
I started in 1998. So I'm at, 22 years?
Got a head start.
Right. I've been doing webinars since 2005.
Yeah.
So I know my way around this territory. Been with Zoom since their inception in 13, 14, something.
2014, 2015.
Something like that, right. So.
This time we need the technology.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Right.
Play with it. And how to engage an audience with it. And that's what we're going to do here a little bit. So we're going to talk a little bit about the pandemic. And so let me set this up for you, folks. So we're in the middle of this pandemic, and we got no vaccine and no real medicine that slows the thing down yet. I mean, as of March the 30th, nobody's found the silver bullet. Magic bullet that really slows this thing down. It's just doing its thing, running through the population. And so the only intervention that works is essentially for all human beings to be 6 feet apart.
Spread out.
Everybody spread out. Mm-hmm. Stay 6 feet apart for X amount of time. The virus dies off. Everything dies off. And then we can go back to normal.
Back into
the business. Okay. So that's the theoretical position. All humans around the world get 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
You may have noticed.
Right. We know that from China and Korea and some other places so far in it, that if you do extreme social distancing like that, where so even if you had two or three family members, if they will just stay home and don't go out, right. That means that's the distancing. So not all humans have to separate. It's just outside your family unit.
Right.
You need to stay 6 feet apart. And so here comes the orders. This is called a verbal command, right, Yuki?
Yes.
Behavioral analyst. So here comes the command. Everybody do social distancing.
Right.
That means staying 6 feet apart.
Right.
And then, of course, Phil has noted that everybody, 100% of everybody, starts doing that immediately, right?
Oh,
Phil?
Yes. Everybody in my neck of the woods, they're all doing it. Yeah, all day long. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's being sarcastic. No, they're not.
No, no way.
They're having to close down nature trails and stuff. Because people get out on the nature trail and they in no way, shape, or form pay any attention to the 6 feet
together, folks.
Distancing. They go, right? And I would imagine that by now, pretty well all of them have heard the verbal command.
No doubt. They know. Yeah. It's everywhere. It's on the news. It's on the TV.
That is one message that's gotten out there a lot. So, so we were talking about that in terms of behavioral analysis. We were, and we were kidding Yuki that she probably had the magic words that will get all of us staying 6 feet apart.
All lined up with a measure in between. We can measure it 6 feet.
That's
exactly. That's a BCBA joke. Sorry.
We're really only pulling her leg because we figure she really doesn't have the magic words, no more than they have a magic spell for the thing. However, anything that any of us can do to figure out how to get more and more people doing the social distancing, because right now that's all we got. That's it. We don't have a vaccine. We don't have a medicine. So the only thing we got is social distancing.
Yeah, we got one hammer. That's what we got. We got one tool.
One tool. And we started off with a little tack hammer. And that didn't work. So we've gone up to a regular size claw hammer kind of thing for construction. Oh. It ain't working. And we're hauling out the sledgehammers. Because there's an old adage. Yeah. get a bigger hammer, basically.
Yeah, right.
Get a bigger hammer. So we're trying to figure out this bigger hammer. I heard they're going to be fighting some people somewhere. Oh, New York City. Oh,
yes.
There you go. Isn't that called punishment, Yuki?
It's a huge punishment, and that's a response cost for non-compliance behavior.
Oh. Whoa, well, look at the behavioral analytic talk.
Here we go.
God.
You don't want to have that fun. No.
You know what? But that's what they're talking about.
Handing out money for stuff?
Okay, well, that's the difference. So if you don't do 6 feet, yeah, then you're going to get fined $250.
Right. Yes.
Now, it would work best, I'm sure, if they just made the person cough up the $250 right there, right?
Right.
Yeah, just fork it over.
I mean, literally, yeah, you know, throw money at me right now.
Card, PayPal, Stripe, right there, right?
Oh, gosh.
Because that would put the punishment right next to the behavior, right?
Right. And that is a huge amount, too. It's not a little money.
Yeah.
So, you know, that system is knowing what they're doing, and that's what it's taking right now to stop people from not socially distancing themselves.
You think that's working?
Well, I think it's to some extent working. I heard some, you know, penalty going on in California too.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's happening, and getting the tickets and being questioned and pulled over and fined. Not that often, but it's happening. But the word spreads out, so people hear the news, and then that is actually working well, sounds like. I do not know the whole picture or number yet, but within my friends' community, that's what I hear. Mm. Like Kevin and Phil, you're saying, the social distancing, it's a hard thing for us because we are such a social, you know, animal, and we need everybody's attention. Right, we need everybody's hug. We need everybody's attention. We need people.
That feels good.
Right, we have so many people that we care about. Who's important to us? What matters to you?
There you go.
Our families, our friends, and it's our patients. It's our society, and you know, most of us have those people as part of our values. And, you know, that we do things in alliance with those values, mm-hmm, get closer to those people. But now we cannot get closer to them.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, the trouble is you can get closer to them.
Yeah. It's really, really hard. It's not helping us, especially under this pandemic and hardship in the world. And I was thinking, and Kevin and Phil, you mentioned that, why is this happening? Why it's so hard for us to do?
Why are people messing with this stuff when everybody knows that it's the best thing to do, right?
Right, but we still want that people and, you know, hugs and everything.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
that stuff doesn't go away, huh?
Right, it doesn't go away. No. It doesn't go away. And you know what? We do not know how and when, how soon, mm-hmm, social distancing will end. You do not know how soon you can actually hug your friends or someone that is important to you. This is the hardest time in our history. Mm-hmm. And you know, with the behavior analysis hat, it's just social attention that we have as a function all the time cannot be met. And great things about this situation is that we are all adapting to this situation very well, I hope. Mm-hmm. And this technology has been helping us.
It has.
Yes. We can see you. I can see you, Kevin.
Right.
I can see you, Phil.
And we've actually been on with Yuki before. Well, she did our certification training, so she's been with us. This is as close as we've ever been to her.
Right.
That's right. But I feel connected.
Yeah. Which is 3,000 miles away, but we all feel connected. Right.
Right.
So
right.
This has helped. It does help.
It's doable.
Right.
Yeah, and doable. I wonder how you can, I know, just from my own, when I was out, and by the way, folks, I'm very isolated in Maine and being kept far away from everybody except my immediate family. However, if I've had to go out, let's say to a hardware store, because that's something I have to do. Then I noted that very quickly, it is really hard to stay 6 feet away from somebody.
Yes.
Other person is a willing participant in the 6 feet away rule.
Yeah.
You quickly note, oh no, I'm only like 4 feet away from this person.
And they're coming toward me and the aisle's only this wide and all of that kind of stuff.
And then it's like, oh wow, what do you do? And maybe the other person has temporarily forgotten the 6 foot rule. Yeah.
They're thinking about whatever they're there to do.
They're thinking about a light bulb or something.
Right.
They need to get. They've forgotten. And of course, unless you almost brush up against somebody, the signals don't go off that, oh, I better back off and get away from the person. It doesn't go. So how do we fix it during that? I'm looking for sure.
You know, Kevin, you said something really important to me, and that is so true. The signal that you mentioned, that the signal, you know what? We were talking about it kind of not jokingly anymore, but seriously.
Yeah.
You know what? The signal can be you wearing a mask.
Aha!
Cool. Right.
Gloves. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. And that is actually signaling others, oh, that's right. We have to.
A reminder.
That, yes.
Yeah. It's interesting to say that.
That regard, any kind of mask would work because it would be a signal.
Right. It's not for the 100% protection. From that, but it's more the signaling others, hey, we are doing this
solidarity thing.
Yes,
we're in this together.
We care about you still.
Yeah,
but we have to keep the distance.
It's just nice.
So, well, and that would go to the people who are saying, well, why wear a mask? I can't get these N95 masks.
Right.
Da 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 da. And Yuki's telling us no, any mask would do because it would signal to the other person.
Yeah. In terms of, you know, facilitating doing more of the social distancing.
Yeah.
I know a little time ago we thought that was a little weird thing. People might have thought that was too much.
Yeah.
Yep.
And well, hey, we don't have to do it. She's just overreacting. Yeah. But you know what? At this point, you use any cues to remind people, hey, let's stay safe. We care about each other.
Yeah.
And that helps remind their own.
You can even write like 6 feet across the front of
the room. I like that.
Yeah.
And really say thank you.
I like writing spread out like all
But see, these are nonverbal cues that would, and we humans, for lots of reasons, especially like when we're teenagers and stuff, we do all kinds of cues that say, you know, get closer, for obvious reasons. But now it's like, oh, no, no, no.
Well, there's a cue right there, right? There's another one. Just like that.
Right.
Or just like putting the hands up like this is another thing that I think a lot of people are taking.
Well, if you put your hands up with gloves on, it would have even more.
Absolutely,
let's see, here we read, if somebody was facing me, they would read my right hand first. So it'd be stay away.
Yeah.
That's the cue. Okay.
You can print that right on your palm of your glove.
But again, pair that with the "we care about you."
Well, that one you need that. You need that.
You're cool. Stay away.
Right. And maybe you can add the hug icon.
A little hug icon.
There you go. Air hug.
Air hug. There you go.
Yeah. But this is important stuff. Yeah. I haven't heard anybody talk about this.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Well, you gave me the hint. You talked about the IQ.
You're the behavior analyst. You're coming up with it.
But this is it. This is an intervention. And I don't even think your colleagues will mind this one.
Yeah.
This is put on some, I mean, in that this case, like, oh, what, you know, garden gloves or whatever would work.
Anything would do.
I mean, you know, you don't need some
just
super.
Take your mittens out. It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Exactly. Because they're just providing visual cues to people.
Visual cues. And hey, we're in this midst of this. And let's follow the little rules for the safety of our community and your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the thing is, when you take this virus back home, you are not the only one.
Yes.
To be affected, your family, your family, and children. And also, if you, I'm working in this medical field of behavior analysis, and if I hear the news of someone get affected, might have, guess what? A lot of speculation starts happening. Layers of frames and also those kind of circles of people starts flaming up in my head.
Yep.
And this anxiety starts building up in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you don't want to do that. And until you actually feel that anxiety, you might not actually think of the importance of 6 feet distance.
Yeah.
But it's not a good feeling at all.
No.
Feeling at all. So yeah, you know what? Let's use the cue. Yeah, let's use the masks and gloves and maybe a smile on your face to show that your love and kindness. But you know, you can just go like this and like, hey, let's keep a distance.
I can do all of that. I like Phil was, before we started the recording, said some guy was keeping his hoodie up.
And, oh yeah.
That's right.
He had his hoodie on and he had a pulled tight.
Now, of course, when you were saying that, I was thinking the Unabomber look.
It, well, that's exactly how I was picturing him too.
Well,
it's going to go near you. You look like the Unabomber.
At least it would keep him. He might not be going for the hugs kind of thing, but at least he was going for the 6 feet, maybe even 12 feet.
Well, he was getting the main message across.
Keep your distance.
Yeah.
At this point, I think people are taking this seriously more. And, you know, with that sad news that we hear every day, we will follow the rules more.
Yeah.
And with the cue in place, that'll be great.
Yeah.
That we can
But that cue might, even if it elevated it hopefully like another 10% or something, you're finally going to get into the range percentage of people doing social distancing that it works. What I mean by that, folks, is you hear all about these mathematical models and this and that. They know that you don't have to have 100% of everybody doing 6 feet apart. Probably 80 or 90% will go a long way. I heard a mathematical number of 92%. So everything that we can do to drive the numbers up is better. So if you just tell everybody to do it and 50% of people do it, okay, that's nice, but that's nowhere near good enough.
Yeah.
We need a whole nother, you know, 30% added on top of that before we really get it up. So the masks and the gloves and other visual cues can help.
And let's face it, we're visual creatures, Yuki, right? So your point is well taken that, you know, we process that stuff a lot faster than we do the words. I mean, you see something, it's like it's right there. It's immediate.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, you could we could have like, remember, you know, Benji Schoendorf, one of the co-authors, he has Spiky and Fluffy or whatever.
Spiky and Flexy. So
we all need spiky jackets.
Yeah.
We all look like porcupines.
Yeah.
Like that.
Keep people 6 feet back. Yep. But all of them, if you want them to do that, fine. But really, folks, and I know Phil and I laugh a lot and this and that, but it's really deadly serious. Yeah. We need to get as many people doing 6 feet apart as we can. And this would help. Absolutely would help. Yeah. I went to the grocery store a week ago. I didn't go in. My wife went in. If people wonder why, it's because of my age and I've had asthma. That's all my life, literally have all my life. So I've been told really, really, really don't catch the virus.
Right. Don't get it.
Like it can kill you kind of thing. Like, oh, okay, I can understand that. So anyway, my wife goes in and all that. And I went. would say I saw several people going into the store with masks on.
Yeah.
So that was good. So if everybody was wearing masks.
Yeah, the supply is limited. So anything that replaces.
Well, now let's go back to that again. We're not talking about a real honest to goodness mask.
One of these N95 things.
That a medical professional needs. No. Yeah,
they need them.
As a matter of fact, you know, like those bandanas like the bad guys used to wear.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking.
In the Western shows, that would work just fine.
No, every time we see the people with the bandanas on, we go like, it's a bad guy.
Well, yeah, that's the only.
But at least they know to stay 6 feet away.
you're right 6 feet on the bandana, then. That's
what right, it's a joke.
Same thing.
It's a kitty,
something like that.
We are in no way saying that you should use valuable surgical grade masks or
them for the people that really
any kind of, you know, your dust mask that I have done on my workshop and that kind of thing. Yeah. Anything like that is fine.
That is just as a cue.
It's just a visual cue.
Yeah.
Visual cue. To let people know, back off. And it's sort of like, it's not that I don't love you. It's just you need to keep your distance right now.
While we're doing this, you're right, Phil, and Kevin. When we're doing this social distancing, like I said, we are so hungry for attention and love and care. Yeah. So this can lead to some kind of issues within the household. When they are so packed in the house, not being able to go out, and a lot of sometimes frustration, difficulties happen in the house, and that can lead to some kind of family issues. And we just heard the news from France or Spain or I think that was England too, could be some kind of domestic violence increasing.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we are expecting that, you know, some kind of coercive interactions process going to start happening in the house. And, you know, it's a hard time. And I really do think, and they cannot reach out and get the services the way they could usually because of this.
Physically access the services.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, our job as a professional and also the community member is not a job, but what we can do is that reaching out to those people, checking in, saying hi, how it's going. It can be texting, it can be, you know, FaceTime, Zoom, whatever. I think checking in, giving them love and hugs virtually. Yes, very
like virtual. We're doing here.
Right, online in the phone. I think
and your point of checking in, I really like that, what you're saying about the checking in part. Hey, we're just checking in, you know, how's it going in there, right?
Right. That is I know it can be overwhelming. Sometimes I find really overwhelming when I see the bunch of emails about the tips and how to survive in this. I get overwhelmed.
Yes.
So we don't want to be overwhelming, but I mean, at least with your family members, you can check in and text, and you know, calling, and that way, we cannot give them hugs, physically, but we can send our loves and attention all the time.
Yes, very much so.
Have to do.
Yeah. And also, this is a good time to practice lots of hygiene routine.
Oh, you think?
It certainly got me washing my hands warm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My hands are super clean.
Especially when we talk about our individual's population, you know, children and adolescents and adults with knees, you know, they might still have been having hard time to learn to do the adaptive skills and self-help skills and hygiene skills. And you know what? Let's take this time positively and work on that, you know, with the family members.
Yeah.
So take it positively.
Yeah.
As much as we can. It might be a good chance to work on, you know, if the family parents are working on potty training, this is the best time to do, because you're staying home all day.
You got a lot of time.
Yes.
And people got to use the bathroom. So those two things are going to work in your favor, right?
Right. And I also, you know, I also wanted to say thank you to all those individuals working out in the field, medical field, and also in the field of behavior analysis and also social services. Our therapists might be still out in the field, even though I'd like them to be home and switching everything remotely. And also adult services and group home residential facilities, they need a staff. So staff are working, taking a risk every day. Mm-hmm. So I would like to take the moment to say thank you to all those people working out there. And for those people too, to keep them safe, we individual should be, you know, working on our end, what we can do.
Doing what we can do.
Yeah, social distancing and not getting infected.
Yeah.
As much as we can.
Yeah, don't get infected.
Right.
Not on my plan today.
But of course, this goes with what we were just saying earlier about the mask. Assume you are infected.
Yeah.
So now, what do you need to do to not infect other people? If you, as they call, flip the script on that, you would probably be thinking more about staying 6 feet away from other people. So assume you're infected, wear a mask, do any kind of silly thing you want, keep the 6 foot distance. And yes, our hearts to go out to those people who are out there working, have to go out and work on the front line. It is, they don't have a choice except letting people die, and they're not going to do that. So this is cool.
Okay.
So what are you going to call this podcast?
Ah, that's a good question.
I thought it was.
You ask all of our guests that question.
You covered Phil and Kevin, you covered all this last week, right? So, I mean, tell
us. We didn't cover, I have down visual cues for keeping.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that, no. That's your good work there.
Okay, maybe we can say
that's why we keep doing this. We keep adding to, like, okay, what else can we be doing? What else can we be doing?
I like this flexibility. Thank you so much. You know what? I'm going to come up with a behavior analytic title, but that's what I'm
saying. No, you're not. No. Well, you can all you want, but I won't write it down. Thank you.
Kevin's got a small little pad. He can only put so many words on.
Of which I have already written visual cues for keeping your distance.
There you go. I like it. Nice. Thank you.
You will take that?
Yes.
That's just technical enough, the visual cues, that is. But keeping your distance, that's easy. And so that'll work for the podcast.
Yes, right.
And then I can send out. I haven't been announcing the podcast so much because we've been getting pretty good listenership without it. But this one I will, just because people will like to
listen. It's timely, very timely.
Timely about getting people new. Maybe we can start having people having some fun with masks. And don't for a second assume the masks will protect you, folks.
It's not for protection, or protect
anybody else. That's for the 6 foot distance. Yeah. That will protect you.
Keep us focused on what we can do.
All right. The 6 feet will protect you. Right. Yes.
Be creative. Make it fun. Yep. Lovely.
Make it fun. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Make it fun with your kids. You can make a mask with your kids at home, right? That kind of thinking about what you were just saying, right? Let's make some funny masks to wear when we go out, whatever.
Well, I guess those Halloween masks would work, too.
There you go.
Some of those lying around.
Yeah.
Well, don't go to scary. Don't go to scary. I even know why.
Hey, Kevin, this will be really weird if I go to the store today and I see somebody wearing a Halloween mask.
I don't know if they will let you in or not.
Well, they might. They might say, whoa, where are you going?
You know, of course, all the banks where I go, they've gone to drive up. Because used to, they always had the signs up, you know, don't have your sunglasses on, don't wear your hoodie, don't wear a hat. Yeah, now people showing up and they've got masks.
Yeah.
And a person shows up with a black bandana around. Yeah. Like, let's make it the However, now they'll be on the drive-up window, so that's different. So I think they're behind bulletproof glass, so they're okay. Oh, my goodness. Hard times, though. Hard times. We laugh about it to maintain our psychological flexibility and so we can come up with cool ideas. And that's
I love it. I love it.
Let's do that. Okay. I'll title it that. All I'm going to do now is turn off the recording. You don't have to go anywhere, UK. Yeah, I'll be turning it off. But to all of our guests, thank you for joining us and stay safe. Even if it's 20 years from now, you know, stay safe. Yeah. It's a good idea.
It always works.
We need to learn our lesson. Bye bye.
See ya.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. Bye.
You don't have to go anywhere.
Okay.